Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town. And I live in a small town.
Little Heartland Music bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. Whatever you got going on, you're excited about something, you're frightened about something, an opportunity, a challenge, wherever you are on the time continuum of small business ownership, from alpha to omega, from startup to divestiture, we got something you can read, listen to, or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Catherine Gibbs. She's the president and the founder of AccountWare Solutions Incorporated out of Atlanta, Georgia. Catherine, give us your website again, please.
It's AccountWareSolutions.com, or right. For those that think that's too long, you can go to QBAtlanta.com.
All right. So check that out. Catherine, thanks again for hanging out with us. We previous segment, we talked about the history of your company, how you got started, and all that. Before we go any further, I know that you're going to be... my audience knows our good friend Ruth King, one of my good friends and one of our great Brain Trust members. Ruth has got a big event, a second event of the second annual event coming up, her Small Business Summit, that you're going to be presenting at on Tuesday of next week, right?
Yes, Tuesday is
Tell us about this.
Well, basically, the Small Business World Summit is an opportunity for business owners all over to tune in, whether it's live or I believe she's got some packages where even after the live segments, you can go back and view them on demand.
Right.
And each day, we're going to be covering a different topic. So, like I said, Tuesday's financial day, so that's why I'll be
right.
involved with that.
Monday's but marketing, and we're going to be doing, marketing. And we're going to be talking about the others as the week goes by, folks. Just anything I can do to help Ruth King promote support of small businesses, I always like to do that. She's been a good supporter of ours. So Tuesday's is accounting and bookkeeping and financial management.
Yeah, we're going to be talking. We've got myself, Tom Garr from Interfaith Financial is going to be there, Michael
yeah.
Marino from ADP.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing, at this point, I think we're going to do some one-to-one interviews with Ruth. For all my QuickBooks users out there, I'm going to be talking about the top five common mistakes that,
give us an idea about what some of those the top five.
Oh,
are.
Let me see if I can think of what number six was. number six was going in and receiving your customer payments, so that you're showing that customers are paying you. But when you look at your checkbook, you're recording deposits without matching up those customer payments.
Wow!
So what ends up happening is that you double your sales, and you look at your financials, your sales are through the roof, and your balance sheet has a huge amount in what QuickBooks calls undeposited funds.
All right, so tell us how that would happen.
Well, basically, in QuickBooks, the idea is that you follow their process. So you enter an invoice, you receive the payment against that invoice,
right.
and then you tell QuickBooks this payment got applied to, this deposit,
right.
where there it was the only check or there were 10 checks in that
right.
deposit. But it's really easy for a new user to see, okay, I made a payment, and if they don't go to that next icon or that next piece in the process where it says make deposit,
mm-hmm.
if you hit that button, all of your payments appear. So you can say, oh, these are the checks I'm depositing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times what happens is they don't notice that button, and they go straight to the checkbook.
Ah.
And they say, oh, I made a $5,000 deposit. And it asks, well, what was that? Well, that was sales.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a vicious cycle.
Well, see, this is why a lot of entrepreneurs like having somebody like you take care of their books for them.
Absolutely.
What I'm really concerned about is small business owners having the financial records, the reports, to manage accurate and regular to manage the business with. That's what
Absolutely.
I'm really concerned about. And helping them understand the difference between accounting and cash. isn't that the big one?
Yeah. How can I have made that much money? I don't have any.
Right.
I get that question a lot.
My sales are never been better, but I've got less cash. How did that happen?
Absolutely. And I know Ruth teaches a great class as well, but, you know, I usually, with new business owners, I spend a lot of time educating as well, really kind of showing them how to read that financial statement, not only a P&L, because, you know, P&Ls, most people get, it's income and expense, you know,
right.
One minus the other.
But they got to produce it first, though.
Exactly.
And most small business owners don't produce them.
Exactly.
I hope you do. I hope you help them with that.
We do. And not only that, I try to teach them, you know, and hopefully successfully teach them how to read a balance sheet.
Do you also help them with a cash flow projection?
We can. It's the one
please
thing
do more,
are
please
not
do,
my favorite.
Please do more of that, Catherine. If you could help, let me tell you something. One of the greatest accomplishments of your career, in my opinion, would be if you would teach small business owners how to create and use a 12-month cash flow projection on an Excel spreadsheet.
And we've done it.
And I'm telling you, if a small business owner could start doing that every month, they would learn more about the financial part of their business than they've ever known, and it would open their eyes. What do you think?
Absolutely. The frustrating thing is that, you know, in the umpteen years QuickBooks has been around, since 97,
right.
They have yet to improve upon the cash flow projection
report. You can build your own in an Excel spreadsheet. Give us Ruth's website, please, Catherine.
It's smallbusinessworldsummit.com.
So, folks, check that out. You can find out more about what Catherine is going to talk about and the others, some every week. I mean, every day of next week during Small Business Week. Catherine Gibbs, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you much, Jim. Look forward to it.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.